Kitty Town Amusement Park was located at 95th and Stony Island in Chicago, Illinois from 1950 to the late 1960s. Then the name was changed to Funtown Amusement Park until it closed in 1982. Kitty Town, like so many other Kittyland parks of the time, also had a fire truck used to pick up kids for birthday parties and for rides in the park. New owners in the 1960s changed the name of the park to Funtown. The park first charged a single gate admission but later changed the admission to a ticket to ride system. Alan and June bought Funtown Amusement Park at 95th and Stony Island around 1967 and ran that operation until they sold it in 1977. Funtown had some great rides like the Sandra Fay miniature train, Mad Mouse roller coaster, the Trabant, Google It, the Moon Rocket, a merry-go-round, a small Ferris wheel, the Rocco Planes, the Paratrooper, the Roundup, the Octopus, Swinging Jim, hand-cranked rail cars, and the fastest go-karts in the Chicago area. In the summer of 1977, Jack Johnson bought the park. Jack was a carnival guy who attempted to run the park like a moving carnival. He pilfered what he could from the park. He chased away customers, employees and management by mistreating them. Source, a park ex-manager. Great America in Gurnee, Illinois, opening in 1976, was a contributing factor to the park's slow death. Jack Johnson sold the park around 1980 to another carnival owner, Bob Johnson, Big J Funtown. Finally, in the fall of 1982 the rides were auctioned off and the land sold. The Funtown jingle went like this, Funtown, Funtown for the kids and you, 95th and Stony Island Avenue, Funtown. The Carvales, owners from 1967-77, Funtown Amusement Park at 95th and Stony Island was last owned by Alan Carvale Jr. and his wife June Marie Carvale of Evanston, Illinois. In 1957, June Carvale and her husband opened the Rainbow Ice Skating Arena and the Rainbow Sports and Skate Shop in Skokie. The rink, at Lawrence and Clark, became quite popular, drawing hundreds of people during open skate sessions. It also served as a practice arena for figure skaters and hockey players. Mrs. Carvale also helped manage tennis operations at the Lincoln Park Tennis Club, where her husband, a tennis professional, gave lessons.